A little bit of cricket now. We are looking forward to the first test. We need some test cricket. I mean, Sheffield Shield cricket's great and the T20 is okay, but we want some test cricket. And I want to hear Tommy Morris in action, the Fox Sports expert on all things cricket, the man I go to, Wisp, when I need to talk cricket.
Me too.
Australia
never takes my call.
All out for 122 after Pakistan, 9 for 428. It's embarrassing for us, Thomas. What are we doing?
Gaz, Tim, it's not a good day for Australian cricket. It just further probably exemplifies the problems with the batting we have in Australia. I mean, we've got Steve Smith and we've got Manus Labuschagne and Matthew Wade to a lesser extent. But when you've got five blokes who are all on the cusp of taking these two spots in the test team and they make 40 runs between them, I mean, you've got to feel a bit sorry for them. But I guess from their perspective, if you're going to fail, well, you're sort of happy that everyone else fails at the same time as well because you're still sort of in it. That's one of the peculiarities of these Australia A games. Yes, it's a team game, but really, they're all just playing for themselves, as they should be, to try to get into this test squad. So it wasn't good last night. We lost the first 9 wickets in 23 overs before Bancroft and Meredith had a partnership at the end. But given that Pakistan made 428, you'd expect a little bit better, and they might not get another opportunity. It's a three-day game, and Pakistan are well within their rights to bat all day today at the Wacker or in Perth, and that'll be it.
And they would do that, would they not? That would be the perfect preparation, would it not be, for the first test?
Well, if I'm Pakistan, I'm thinking to myself, why would you give any of these batsmen any more chances to find form before the first test? Because they know exactly that the selectors have to select two of these players, probably, in the top six for the first test in a week and a half's time. So, yeah, I'm batting. If I'm Pakistan, I'm batting all day, and I'm saying you've had your chance and that's it, and that's probably the way they go. I find it very difficult to see any of these batsmen getting another opportunity.
Righto, Thomas, who's opening up in the first test and who's going to take that number six spot?
Well, you can't go on form with any of these other openers, can you? David Warner will open. I still think Marcus Harris has the front running because he's got terrific shield form and he's got runs on the board over the journey. But Joe Burns' golden duck yesterday didn't help him. So I'm going with Warner and Harris. And number six is a really interesting one. I think it will probably be someone between Will Pekoski and they might even go back to Travis Head as well. But you can't pick on form. So what are you going? Do you go on gut feel? Who's going to make? Who's best for the conditions? Usman Khawaja is around the place as well, but he's really short on runs. It's a difficult call to make. I'm not sure that the selectors can get it wrong or right here because you just don't know who's in form and who deserves those two spots.
And how was your off-season? I haven't seen you since the end of the footy season. You get engaged. What have you been doing?
No, not engaged yet. No. I went to Noosa for a week last week, which is really nice. And nice. I'm back on now. So we've got the draft coming up on Fox Footy in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
And doing the cricket as well. And then the BBL starts, which I'm looking forward to. So it's a big summer, Gaz.
And Donald Trump, no show for the golf, you tell us. I read on Fox Sports.
Yeah. So people thought he was going to come to Royal Melbourne. And about a month ago, they were actually told to prepare for him to come. Cheltenham, people who lived in Cheltenham were told to prepare for Donald Trump's arrival. But yesterday, or about a week ago, in fact, the PGA Tour and Royal Melbourne Golf Club were told that the president will not be coming. And I've got to say, it's probably for the best, because if he did come, it would have been an absolute circus. So it is his tournament, or the president's tournament, but no former or current US president will be coming to the tournament starting on December 12th at Royal Melbourne.
Don't get political on this program, Thomas. We're a sporting show here. Very nice to talk to you, young man.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Tim.